The U.S. State Department is now warning of what it calls the continued threat of Russian military action in Ukraine. It's ordered family members at the embassy in Kiev to leave the country. An advisory says that security conditions are unpredictable and can get worse with little notice. Meanwhile, the New York Times says President Biden is considering deploying forces to Eastern Europe and the Baltics. President Biden's chief medical advisor says the U.S. Omicron outbreak is headed in the right direction. Anthony Fauci told ABC News that the surge has pushed COVID infections and hospitalizations to records will peak soon, but he says that decline will not be uniform throughout the country. In China, the city of Xi'an has lifted a month-long lockdown after a coronavirus outbreak was stamped out. Shops, supermarkets and restaurants in the city of 13 million can resume business. Still, there will be capacity limits and family dinners will be capped at 10 people. Tesla now runs the most productive auto factory in America. Last year, the Tesla plant in Fremont, California, produced an average of 8,550 cars a week. That's more than the Toyota factory in Kentucky, the BMW plant in South Carolina, or Ford's truck plant in Michigan. CEO Elon Musk says he plans to increase production at both his California and Shanghai facilities by 50%. Global News 24 hours a day, on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Ritika Gupta. This is Bloomberg.